I've never seen you this giddy. You're always happy.
I'm like a little girl here this morning because we have the opportunity to chat with one of my idols growing up. Still my idol. Absolutely. Aww.
Olympic silver medalist, Elizabeth Manley.
Yeah.
Is it Elizabeth Manley Theobald now?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes.
You're Elizabeth Manley in our hearts. You know, it's really cool having you here. You're just so cute.
You are. I said to Jay, we met you just before you came on the air. I said, I just want to squeeze her. She's so cute.
She said, make sure you got the camera ready, too.
I love it. Thank you.
Welcome to Winnipeg.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. I spend a lot of time here, actually, in Winnipeg.
Really?
I do. I come back every summer, and I do a skating seminar at the Dakota. And I used to live here for a year. I was very small, very tiny. I think it was like 3 when I lived here for a year. I was an Air Force brat.
Yeah, so moved around a lot.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Did that make figure skating difficult or easier to meet friends? And
When we did a lot of traveling, I was still at that stage where I was just put into skating to keep me out of trouble. Yeah. I grew up with 3 hockey player brothers.
Yeah.
And I was a little troublemaker in the rink. So I ended up being put in skating just to keep me busy. So my mom wasn't running around looking for me all the time. Good. And I always joke about this because our, the Manley family dinners was all about hockey.
Yeah.
And I would kind of sit there and be shaking my head and, but what about my skating? And no one was like, skating,
Skating.
So it was just something that I did. And I always joke now today at the Christmas Manley dinners and everything that I get the final word because they were supposed to be the NHL players.
Yeah,
I wasn't supposed to be that. Anything. I get a good chuckle.
You whip out that silver medal every now and then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I can skate better than you.
You know what Jay and I did this morning? We actually watched your performance.
With a bad blue eyeshadow.
You know what I love, though, was the pointy fingernails because that's back in style. That's in style right now.
I know.
As we're getting geared up for the Olympic Games in Vancouver, let me take you back. When you hear that music, what goes through your head?
I don't have a lot of memories of the night, but when I hear the music, it just brings back so many great moments of realizing all those years paid off. So, when you hear music, it usually brings back a memory of some matter, right? Like there's a great song you love and it's like, I remember where I was when that song came out or something. For me, it just brings back great times and lots of training and lots of ups and downs. So it's my life. That music is really about what my life was about.
Mm-hmm. You must have been just in a haze, in a daze, that whole...
I was, and it's frustrating. The greatest moment of your life and you have zero memory of it. And I've often spoken a lot with my sports psychologist afterwards and I said, I don't get it. I don't understand. Yeah. Now, I was very ill in Calgary, so I thought maybe because I had the flu and I had pneumonia and, was it because I was sick? I don't remember anything. Right. And he said, no, when an athlete gets into that ultimate zone of doing their best ever, it's just a blur. It's mechanical. You just kind of go from moment to moment. And I'm not lying. When I got off the ice, I literally said to my coach in that kiss and cry area, did I do everything? Like, I didn't remember landing all the elements.
I like that, the kiss and cry.
The kiss and cry. That's what we call it. I know, you kiss or cry or swear.
Olympic silver medalist Elizabeth Manley is here with the Jay and Billy Joe Show. We had a clear caller earlier this morning. I want to play this for you, Elizabeth.
I was in the Saddle Dome that night back in 88, and it was one of my most thrilling experiences up to that point in my life. Was just electrifying.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And, I just said this. I spoke at the convention center last night. And, the silver medal is wonderful. And I'm so proud of it. But for me, it's what it did for Canadians. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hoping for Vancouver. Because you have that one moment that just... it lights up the country. And after I competed and I had finally gotten out of the Saddle Dome, my brother was living in Calgary at the time and he drove me back to the village because all the buses were finished for the night.
Yeah.
And we drove through the streets of Calgary and at 4:30 in the morning, thousands of people were out in the streets in Calgary with Canadian flags and they were yelling my name. And I remember saying to my brother, I feel like I won the Stanley Cup. Like it was so crazy. But it was that moment. That moment to me was more than standing on the podium at the Saddle Dome that night because I realized what I had done, not only for me, but what I had done for Canadians. And for me, that's a gold medal right there in itself. And everybody says, where's your silver? Is it hanging up? I'm like, No, because there's so much more than the silver. It's what it did for, there's a prime example. I get goosebumps when I hear people talk about it because, you know, you think it's the greatest moment in my life and it's just such so rewarding to hear how it was a moment for them.
And is she not just as cute right now as she was when she was wearing that little cowboy hat?
Listen, it's 8:12, Elizabeth Manley with Jay and Billy. Jay, you stick around for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
We want to talk about why you're actually here in Winnipeg.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to find out where that silver medal is.
Okay.